News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Jamaica remains poised to record further growth based on current positive economic developments. That's the word from co-chair of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, Richard Biles. Notable among the developments, he says, are improved revenue generation and collection, as well as reductions in the trade deficit and inflation. Revenue generation for the first 6 months of the 2015-16 fiscal year was slightly ahead of target by $0.5 billion, or 0.2%.
Tax collections, very happy to say, are ahead of target. They are ahead by $5 billion, almost 2.6%, and that's quite significant. And they're better than last year by $26.6 billion, or 16% more.
Mr. Biles adds that the trade deficit also fell from $2.6 billion US to $2.2 billion for the period January to July. Inflation rates are also low, showing a 2.6% reduction for January to September this year from 3.3% for the same period last year. The government is in discussions with Cuban and Chinese interests about the possible establishment of a solar assembly plant in Jamaica. Energy Minister Philip Paulwell says the initiative is being pursued with a view to supplying solar photovoltaic systems to fulfill growing domestic demand and tapping into overseas markets.
We really are seeing an explosion in the use of solar systems across Jamaica. And also because of our access to the North American market through the CBI to the U.S. marketplace. I think it's a doable project, especially within the framework of our special economic zones that we are moving to establish. And we have interest already in it.
Minister Paulwell was speaking with GIS News following a recent tour of the Wigton Wind Farm in Rose Hill, Manchester. Established in 2004, Wigton Wind Farm Limited is a subsidiary of the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica. Cabinet has approved the provision of a power purchase agreement to Pan Caribbean Sugar Company Limited. Chairman of the Electricity Sector Enterprise Team, ESET, Dr. Vin Lawrence, says the license will allow the sugar company to sell surplus energy generated from its biomass plants to the Jamaica Public Service Grid.
The Pan Caribbean Sugar Company, who have built biomass plants, usually bagasse, using the bagasse from the cane to produce power for their own use, and have agreed for them to sell 5 megawatts of power to the JPS under this arrangement. And they are now at the stage of negotiating a power purchase agreement with the Jamaica Public Service Company.
Dr. Lawrence was speaking at a press conference at Jamaica House last Wednesday. And Jamaica will receive a $20 million state-of-the-art digital archival system in the next 4 weeks. The system, to be purchased through financial support from the South Korean government, will allow for the preservation of audiovisual data collected by several public agencies. Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner says acquisition of the system augurs well for the maintenance and retention of the nation's history.
For me, it was important that we record the history of our country, we record the culture of our country, and have it in a way that it maintains its integrity and also it would be accessible.
The digital system will allow government agencies to convert analog source material of objects, images, sounds, and video recordings to digital format, providing for greater preservation, easier access, retrieval, and usage. The device will be installed at the Public Broadcasting Corporation of Jamaica, PBCJ, but each agency under the Ministry of Information will have the capacity for input and output from their respective locations through network connectivity. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
JCDC is now accepting entries for the 2016 competitions in
speech, drama, dance, music and traditional folk forms,
Jamaica gospel song,
children's gospel song,
festival song,
world reggae dance championship,
creative writing,
visual arts,
culinary arts,
and the Miss Jamaica Festival Queen.
Submit your entries now. Over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won.
Visit the JCDC website at jcdc.gov.jm or any JCDC parish office islandwide for entry forms and other details.
We'll be right back.